Jan, you instructed us to meditate on the breath with mindfulness and continuity. You also recommended wise reflection. How does one weave and connect both together? Yes, by weaving and connecting them together. that's actually, you know, what we experiment with, recognizing. Because sometimes when we take the breath and we're developing that mindfulness and trying to get the continuity, and then there's a, the mind begins to drift or the mind becomes dull, and that's where it's helpful to lift up a reflection, a recollection of some sort. It's like with Ajahn Kurundamo speaking this afternoon, bringing up a recollection of death, a recollection of impermanence, of change, and there's an urgency that comes. There's a shot in the arm that comes. There's times when we reflect, but maybe it's not so wise reflection. So the mind starts to spin out. It starts to get restless. It starts to get negative, and that's where to come back to the breath and settle it, to steady it, to soothe it, to cool it, to bring that sense of brightness of awareness back into the mind. So these are ones are constantly trying to adjust and adapt. One's focusing the mind with that reflection. That's what the function of mindfulness is not. It's part of the function of mindfulness is to be able to recognize. What do I actually need? What's helpful? What's going to be beneficial? And I think it's important to recognize, because sometimes we think of the mindfulness as just this sort of being in the present moment with this one thing. And it's not how the Buddha describes mindfulness. Mindfulness, how the Buddha describes it, is actually, it's a stock phrase that comes up over and over again in the discourses. In the Pali language, ātāpi sampajāno satimā vinaya lokeya pichāto manasā. So, ātāpi is the application of effort. There's an application of effort, and the actual word that's used, it has a connotation of, in when it's translated into Thai, sort of the effort for the burning up of defilements. It's what is this is not it's not really laid back. Or passive. There's an engagement in applying a persistence in the practice, and effort is always described in terms of again the effort that is for the bringing up in the mind that which is wholesome and skillful, and relinquishing what is unskillful or unwholesome, so that the effort is around the qualities as opposed to the quality of the mind, the quality of being within the mind. So it's not about sort of doing laps or something. It's around looking after the quality of the mind. Sampajano is the normally translated as clear comprehension. It's normally translated as clear comprehension, and in the commentaries, Visuddhimagga, Acharya Buddhaghosa says that clear comprehension is another word for wisdom. So that sense of wisdom, discernment, there's that the quality of discerning and being able to comprehend clearly what is useful, what is beneficial, what's working, what's not working. So that assessment and reviewing of our experience is part of the function of mindfulness. And at Satima, which is one who is possessed of awareness, so the having that awareness, having the clarity, having the ability to be attentive. One of the well-known teachers and scholars in Thailand, probably the most respected scholar, Prapayuto, when he translates and describes mindfulness, that word sati, he said it's that function in nature that draws knowledge and attention of the sense contact into the heart. So that's what mindfulness does, is that we experience the six senses and it draws it into the heart so that it's fully known. And the last quality, vinaya lokaya pichato manasa, which is the relinquishing the likes and dislikes towards the world. And so that's a function of mindfulness. So that this sense of cultivation of mindfulness is not a passive inert sort of quality, but is one is actively engaged, and then one can assess and what is more helpful: steadying, settling, or is a more reflective investigation more helpful? And that's part of the mindfulness practice, and that's in conjunction with. Breathing in, breathing out. And once there's a lot happening. Mm-hmm.